Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you motherfuckers out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We're also broadcast and put out on, featured on, how do I say, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and we are soon very close to being syndicated on Spotify. So I'm working on things. And like I said, XM Sirius Radio, I'm coming for you next. And this has all been put together, produced, and paid for by Get Real Global Entertainment. I don't know who those people are, but they're really fucking cool. You know what I'm saying? Man. They pay for our show. Hold on, this is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, coming to you live, like I said, every Wednesday afternoon on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We are also, Jenny, is also on Jenny's Real Rock, R-A-W-K. You can find us on Facebook. I'm working on an Instagram and Twitter page and a bunch of other shit. But for now, you're going to have to deal with fucking Facebook. So Jenny's Real Rock, we are on Rock Rage Radio. So go to rockrageradio.com. We're on every Friday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rock Rage Radio. But we are here right today doing Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And here's my co-host, business partner, and a.k.a. the husband.
The husband.
Or Shadow Man, as Sasha George likes to call you.
Hi, baby. What's up?
It's JJ.
How you doing?
James Muse. JJ. Okay. I'm doing very lovely. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. Look.
It's very gorgeous. If our listeners and viewers could see outside the window, it's a very gorgeous location here in Sherman Oaks.
Beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. Sherman Oaks, California.
Yes. So we have been busy little fuckers the last few weeks. As you know, we are judges for the Vans Warped Tour 2018. Yes. We're doing the battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. So bands are battling it out in a big competition trying to get on stage to open up for huge bands at the Vans Warped Tour. Because this will be the last year of the Vans Warped Tour.
That's
so
messed up.
It is messed up, but things happen and shit changes.
Well, so maybe there's someone else will pick it up.
Maybe, you know, Get Real Festival or some shit.
In the future.
You don't fucking know. Anyway, so hopefully we will be doing events soon. But last week we had some really great competition, some really great bands. Let's see, what was the first night? It was Jabbermouth last week in downtown Los Angeles. And I can't remember the name of the damn second band. I swear to God, my brain goes dead. I smoke too much pot. But
no, I don't remember.
It was great. Sure as fuck. No, you don't remember. But it was great nights. Both nights were really good for the competition.
Good bands.
Yes, they were great. Jabbermouth was incredible. The second night. How could I fucking forget? They're going to be on our goddamn show in June. Satanic Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
What up?
Yeah.
If you remember, the first appearance of Satanic Johnny was during the Katie Ashley episode. You know? Katie Ashley. Back, was it last month? April 11th.
Because the drummer works with both bands, right?
Hector, yes. Yeah. Hector Lentinen. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name. I don't want to butcher your name. Anyway,
you're fucking
Hector.
Up.
Hector. I don't want to fuck it up. So, Hector, what up, buddy? Shout out to you.
Yeah.
He's a drummer for Katie Ashley as well as Satanic Johnny.
Y'all did
so
a
I'm like,
good
how
job.
The fuck could I forget who the goddamn winner was for the second fucking night?
Because you're
the
one like that announced said, it on stage.
I announced that fucker on stage. So how am I forgetting? Duh. Plus, they're going to be on our show June 27th. So check in to see Satanic Johnny on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block.
I personally love the name.
Satanic Johnny's fucking awesome, dude. These guys, and the, oh my God, the lead singer, fucking Moses, reminds me of Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. So he puts on an incredible show, like literally smacks himself in the head and goes, oh! Like all kinds of it's crazy shit. Like he gets down on his knees. He's like, oh, he look. I mean, it's crazy. He's a nut. But he puts on an incredible fucking show. And we shout out to you, Satanic Johnny.
Right.
And shout out to Jabbermouth and all the other bands that have won all over the Southern California area, because they do shows like Friday night. They're doing a show in Anaheim, so go check it out. Stereo Love, our right. buddies, our pals, the wonderful family, the Steel family.
Yeah,
Judd, Lula, and Jewel. Thank you so much for inviting us to come on down there Friday night. Unfortunately, we'll be somewhere else, but it's not an unfortunate because it's a great show too. But we'll talk about that in a second. But they will be battling out for the Battle for Vans Warped Tour down at in Anaheim at the Grasslands.
Okay,
it's like a bar club, something like that. Okay. Grasslands, go down there, check it out. If you're in the Anaheim area, go check them out. So Stereo Love will be competing on Friday, this Friday night. Was it? Oh, here it is right here. Acropolis Music Group, Youngblood Productions. It's the Battle for Vans Warped Tour. Round one still is going on. Anaheim, California. It's the Grasslands Meat Market Barbecue and Churrasco.
Oh, wow.
At 400 West Disney Way, Suite 199, Anaheim, California, 92802. So go on down there. Check it out. Friday night, this Friday night. Everything starts about 8 o'clock. So Battle for Vans Warped Tour. Shout out to Stereo Love, and we're very proud of you.
Yeah.
And we hope you win the competition.
Welcome, dude.
You guys are fucking awesome.
Family band.
Love you guys. I love you guys. And
very nice.
We wish, and thank you for inviting me, Judd, but I can't make it, unfortunately, because we already have plans, and I'll tell you why. Friday night, go to the Whiskey A Go-Go. If you're in the L.A. area, head to the Whiskey on Friday night. Show starts about 8 o'clock, as usual. We're going to have several bands, but the one you really want to see, the two you really want to see, actually three you really want to see, Slant. Our buddies from Slant.
Yes.
What up, Fahim and Munir and everybody else, Jimmy. And yeah, we love you guys. Josh, I remembered all your names. I remembered all you guys. So what up? And we'll see you Friday night.
Yeah.
And also Scum Love. What up to Scum Love? We'll see you on Friday night.
Yeah.
Hope we can get you on our show, get an interview going on here soon. We got some open dates for the show. You can pop on in. We'll do some stuff. We'll do maybe a little mini interview, you know, before the thing upstairs. Cause we're going to see Orgy.
Yeah.
What up, our buddies from Orgy? Drummer is Rainin. So Rainin is the drummer. We got Jay Gordon, lead vocals. We got Carlton Bost, Creighton Emmerich on guitars, and Nick Speck on bass. So it's going to be a really fucking good show. Come on down, check it out.
Good band.
Orgy on Friday night, the 11th. This Friday night, come down, check it out. Orgy's the headliner. Scum Love goes on right before him because they're technical support. And then you have Slant, I believe, is right on before that. And then there's a couple other really good bands. I don't have the lineup in front of me for the other ones, but those are the ones we're really going to see. Slant, what up to Josh Lurgner? Josh Lurgs. Lurgs, what up, Lurgs? We're saying a shout out to you motherfuckers. All right. So Slant, Scum Love, and Orgy Friday night. Go see them at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Check them out. We're posting shit all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever the fuck I can put it up. Shout out to Lou Gordon. Okay. I had to turn his mic off. Anyway, cough away. Go ahead. He's got smoker's cough. We only smoke marijuana, by the way.
We can't take no
more. He's got a cough. Anyway, go Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. in North Hollywood. I'm buried in my shit here. Go see, oh, the Beachbound Book Bash. This Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. in North Hollywood. There is, it's going to be the Beachbound Book Bash. It's Black Chateau. Enterprises are putting
shout
this
out
on.
To Desiree Duffy.
Yes, shout out to Desiree Duffy, one of our biggest supporters.
Yes,
love you. We got lots of stuff going on. So that's 4 to 6 p.m. On Saturday afternoon. And then we got Jesus, I got so much shit going on. And then Saturday night, oh, go to the Redwood Bar. Yeah, Redwood Bar in downtown Los Angeles. To go see Zavang.
Yeah.
Our buddies from Zavang. You remember him from last September on our radio show? Go check him out. Zavang. It's a Vietnamese heavy metal band.
They sound good.
So, yes, check them out. So, that's Zavang. So, like I said, go check them out this Saturday night. And I believe that's our guest calling in right now. And our guest is going to be El Sancho from Sticky Doll. All
right.
Is this El Sancho?
It is.
It's hey. El Sancho.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hi. What up?
It's Cinna?
Yep.
Cinna?
Yep.
What up?
Yep. Right
it's
here.
It's Cinna and El Sancho from Sticky Doll.
Hi.
Yep.
Heck yeah. We got all your songs. We're going to be playing them and having a good time this next few minutes. No, I'm just kidding. The next,
cool.
Like, we got like 40, we got like 40
they're
minutes to rock.
Probably play them all in a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, they're shorter ones. They're all like, they did seem like smaller files, but hey, we're down.
Yeah.
So what genre would you guys say you are? I said like hard rock, but I wasn't sure like what you guys think you are.
We call ourselves a punk band, you know, okay. On our main Reverb Nation bio page, you know, we're punk, industrial, you know, kind of that thing. A little bit gothic element, you know,
I
as
like
far as
that.
Our image and stuff.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. You guys would be a good fit with like Orgy and some bands like that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Of course,
you know what I mean?
I've watched the stuff. I know you're all about Orgy. I used to be. I'm just not so familiar with their current stuff. But yeah, I love those guys.
They
I
do
used
a lot
to
of
really
like,
be into
yeah,
you know?
They do like the techno industrial kind of. I don't know. You guys would make like good. You know how like I like to put bands together that fit together, not a bunch of hodgepodge.
Yeah, if you can get us on a bill with them, Jennifer, that'd be awesome.
I'll talk to the guys and see what I can pull.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to them Friday.
Okay.
So you never know. Things could happen.
Yep.
Yeah. So where are you guys calling from? I know you weren't able to be in the studio today with us because I heard you said a pet emergency.
Yeah, I've got a 10-year-old pit bull. I post a lot of pictures and videos of him on my Facebook page, but he's a pit bull, and they're really prone to really bad skin issues, and he's on a lot of medication. And
okay. Is he okay, though? He good?
And, he's at the vet right now.
Oh.
He was throwing up a lot this morning. They got him on these new steroid things, and it's just, we're experimenting, trying to get him feeling better, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're good pet owners, and that's a good thing.
I am.
And
she
thing.
Is. She treats him better than I do. He's my dog, but she really treats him good.
Well, you know, chicks are usually good with dogs, you know.
Yeah.
Usually. I've seen some that weren't, but, you know, usually they are. And so you guys call him from what? You said Joshua Tree.
Yeah, I say Joshua Tree because everybody knows Joshua Tree, but we actually live in what's called Yucca Valley. It's seven miles before you hit Joshua Tree, but it's all considered high desert, you know.
Oh, wow. What is it like? It must be crazy living out there.
You know what? It's awesome.
Yeah.
Quiet.
We don't have to deal with fucking L.A. traffic.
Ooh.
We're able to be in a house that is very affordable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On a piece of property, so we have a studio there. We can make all the noise we want. We have Joshua trees all growing around. It's awesome.
Man, it sounds like you guys are living the life.
Well, we like it. It's a lot slower paced than L.A., but you know what? When we're just home, we like to be chill. You know, when we go out and play, of course, you know, we do what we do and loud and obnoxious and all that, but just on a day-to-day at home, you know.
Yeah, we drive the same to gigs as we ever did.
Yeah.
We always drive.
How long does it take you? How long does it take you to get from where you guys are to like, you know, L.A.?
It's 2 to 2.5 hours, depending on traffic.
That's not too bad.
No, not at all.
I mean, considering, like, it's about the same as coming from, like, San Diego-ish, kind of, as long as you're not hitting massive traffic. So, I mean,
Exactly.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, we just played in Arizona the weekend before, and it was only a 3-hour drive from where we're at.
So,
we were really
kinda
surprised.
Oh,
but no traffic at all.
Wow.
Just the highways that go through the desert and just went straight there. No sitting in traffic, nothing.
Oh.
It was great.
Man, you're making me and the husband want to move out somewhere like that.
Yeah, man, you guys can get something cheap out here. I'm like,
LA's so expensive. I can't stand it. I mean, I told him I'd be willing to live outside of the city as long as we were in a reasonable amount of time to get to events and things.
Yeah,
because
of course.
All of our business is here, but, you know. But, so you guys are punk industrial.
I guess that's what I call it, sure.
How long you guys been around? Like, what can you tell us about, like, your history with the band?
Well, the band has only been around since about, April of 2016. We kind of... We were talking about it.
We were recording.
And, we were kind of talking about it and putting some songs together a little bit. But our first show was, I think, the end of April of 2016. So that's kind of when we, you know, got out there as far as getting started. That was our first live show.
Okay.
And
And how, as far as like progression, how do you see, like, from beginning to like now, what do you think that your progress has been?
Well, we have put out an album, which we're very proud of, and we're getting ready to put out our second. The target date is August 12th.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah. The first one was an EP. It was 6 songs, and we're going to come out with a full length in August. We've gotten our music on a lot of internet radio.
Oh, nice.
One of the songs I sent you, Plastic World, that's something we just recorded specifically for this UK compilation.
Okay.
CD that we're, you know, excited to be on.
Plastic World. Okay, gotcha.
You know, worldwide audience is always appreciated, you know.
Yeah.
Especially with social media and everything.
Now, you got people right now listening to you in France, Germany, all kinds of places.
Hell yeah.
We have a lot of fans from all over the world. You probably got some Africans listening to you right now.
Hell yeah.
I got a lot of people from Africa love our show. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, that's popularity cool. around the world. We got some people from Australia listen, all kinds of places.
Shout out to Australia.
Yeah, shout out to all our people. Heck yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's so nice.
Not everything is about, not everything's about L.A. and not everything is about the United States. You know?
That's true.
I got
great
a lot
big
of
world out there.
I got a lot of Canadians that listen to us.
Big up to Canada.
Yeah. Heck yeah. That's what I'm saying. So
I am French-Canadian.
Ah, me too, eh? Bienvenue à Nouveau Brunswick.
Quebec,
you silly, you Quebecer, you silly Quebecer. I'm sorry, I had to go there. We call you. Was there our nicknames? Because I'm from the Canadian border. I'm from like a border town, in Maine, like northern Maine. We're from like border towns.
Right,
so, like,
there.
I'm technically an American, but like my family comes from like. They're like French Canadian.
Oh, all right.
Like, right.
Mixed with Native American and some other crap. I don't know. It's a bunch of nuttiness. So you have one album out. What is your EP called? The one that, your first one?
It's called Red Won't Come Out. It's also one of the songs we sent you.
Oh,
Red
okay,
Won't
yep.
Come Out.
I see that. Red Won't Come Out. You know what I can do, since I have enough songs from you, I could feature you guys on Jenny's Real Rock this week also.
Yeah, that's Rock Rage Radio.
Yes, that's Rock Rage Radio. If you'd like, I can put you on that show this week too.
Yeah, that's great. I'm friends with a couple, you know, Facebook friends. I don't know them personally,
right.
But I get to post all the time for Rock Rage, so that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, because I have a radio show on that network also, so
okay.
I can feature you that. It's not an in studio thing. It's like I just do it on my phone. You know, so but I uh-huh. but I do the magic
that's
of phones
great.
The magic
that's
of phones
okay.
But I put it through Spreaker, which goes out live,
yeah,
so the show is broadcast live on Spreaker, And then I edit it and I send it to my guy at Rock Rage Radio, and then he broadcasts it. So it'll be broadcast on Friday night.
Right on. So that's 5 to 6, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 5 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So right, so we'll feature you on that this week also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And we'll promote it too. We'll let everybody know.
Okay, I'll put an event up for that as well.
Good. Get it to us now, and I can get it out there.
Yeah, I'll put it up immediately. Okay. So you know, if you, let's see, what else? What do you want to ask? You got some interesting questions, or you know?
How many tours have you guys been on? Have you been on any tours?
Well, we've pretty much been only playing Southern Cal, you know. Like I said, we just played Arizona.
Okay, nice.
But we've been to shows all over SoCal.
What about, you want to try a Las Vegas thing, or have you thought about
that? Yeah, actually, after going to, we played in Lake Havasu, Arizona, and then we drove to Bullhead City the next night, which I think is that Arizona or is that Nevada? It's kind of right on the border there.
It's right the border, right, yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, and we realized Vegas from Bullhead City is like 20, 30 minutes. So, we're going to put together
a 3-day
weekend coming up.
Because they got a really great rock bar downtown, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. I can't
think. Double Down Saloon? I
Something
played there.
Like that.
That's the one you're thinking of?
No, there's another. I'm trying to remember. There's another one. It's like a bar. A lot of people go to it. I'll find out what it is. But there's a bar that in Vegas. A lot of people downtown that people like play at. I keep getting invited.
Right on,
I keep getting invited to this damn stuff, and I'm like, damn it! I don't live in Vegas.
Yeah, it's so easy for us to get there.
Yeah, I'm 4 fucking hours away. What do you want from me? Now, if I had a car,
a lot of people from LA. Jen, when they go to Vegas, they actually come through where we're at. We're off the Highway 62, and
that's
a straight shot up. That's where a lot of people drive through to get to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
I know.
So if you go, we'll stand out on the street and wave at you.
we'll stop by, pick you up. We'll all go to Vegas and have a blast. Yeah. You know what I mean? We'll have a party.
Yeah.
We'll have a party. As long as you don't mind people that smoke pot.
Yeah, I like to smell it. I don't smoke it.
Okay. Well, you know, some people don't. It is what it is. we're potheads ourselves. It is what it is.
Well, we're out near a lot of growers and dispensaries Desert Hot Springs is near us, and that's kind of a real
mecca for it.
I'm saying we move out that way somewhere. Near there somewhere. I mean, I'm down for even Lancaster, Palmdale or some shit. I don't know. I'm down. I don't give a fuck at this point. I don't care. I want out of L.A. I mean, I just love that we got a car. We can drive back and forth. I don't give a shit.
Right.
I mean, the rent's way cheaper.
We used to live in Venice, and we would rehearse out in North Hollywood, and it would take us over 2 hours to get there.
Oh, my God.
So for us to live 2 hours from L.A. is like, I don't even know. It doesn't even make a difference.
It's the same thing.
Wow.
You just don't got to sit in the traffic. What's the difference? Yeah.
Yeah, if you're worried about leaving LA because of having to drive through events, I mean, think about how long it's actually taking anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Good way of thinking about it. I've been debating these things. I'm debating.
Yeah, if we
like Do you guys live out in the valley?
No, we live in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm from East LA. I grew up kind of close to there.
Oh, yeah. Now they're gentrifying the whole damn area, so, of course, things are starting to get more expensive. Now, everything's getting more expensive now. I got trendy bars and eateries. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so trendy in downtown.
It's like, God.
They have I guess, bars and
little clubs everywhere.
Little bars, and I guess you could buy beer and stuff out of there, and you don't recognize not a single beer in there.
It's like they're all IPAs. They're all weirdo IPAs and draft beers and, like, whatever it is.
You sit down literally sit there and stop and look, and you're like, I don't know none of them.
All right, I want to play a song. Cool. Which one do we want to play? What are we thinking?
I think you should play the song that defines us, Jen.
And which one would that? Which one would that be? Snotty little cunt.
Snotty little cunt.
How did I know you were going to fucking say that, dude? Snotty little cunt. Okay, because cunt is one of my favorite words in the whole damn planet.
Oh, awesome. See
you next
I say see you next Tuesday all the time. People are like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean? I said, see you next Tuesday. Spell it out. Think about it. Cunt. Okay, anyway. We're going to play Snotty Little Cunt, and we're gonna put you on. You can hear it, but we're going to put you on pause here a second. All right, we'll be back. Okay, this is Sticky Dough with Snotty Little Cunt on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1. That was fucking awesome. That was fucking awesome. Oh my god, that was so awesome. Oh my god.
We opened that song.
That was so great. Do you know how many times I've said that? Oh
yes.
God, snooty little
comment.
Yeah, I say it a lot. I don't know because there's too many of them in the world, and I'm getting really fucking tired of it.
Okay, I got a question for you, Dan. Would you wear a shirt that says Snotty Little Cunt?
Yes, I would. You ship me that. You send me that, bitch, and I will wear it.
Okay.
I'll wear it all over fucking Los Angeles. Man, I'll wear it to concerts. I'll wear it to fucking Vans Warped Tour when I judge and I run the shows.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I'll at least make a custom one for you and get it to you.
Thank you. That would be awesome.
Hell yeah.
I'd be down for that. And I just shared the video on my Facebook page. There's the Facebook Live video right now that's going on as we speak.
Yeah.
Because through the Facebook Live video now on LA Talk Radio, you can go to LA Talk Radio Facebook page and you can see the shows live. You can hear the music and hear the people calling in as well as see us.
You get the full effect of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yes, we love it.
Yeah.
So people just heard that while they were watching us jam out to it. We love
it. It's not a little cunt.
So you guys dancing around? Did you guys have a pit going in the studio?
It would be awesome. I would love to have a big mosh pit because
it'd
bomb, I swear to God. I'm hoping this next Tuesday when I run the battle for Vance Warped Tour, it's going to be the five-star bar in downtown Los Angeles.
Third and Main,
and we're going to have a blast. And I hope we can get some mosh pits going on.
That's a venue too. We played there a couple times.
The five star bar? Fuck yeah, that's a great venue. I didn't even know that venue existed until we started hosting the and running the shows.
And it's bigger than it looks.
They don't market it real well.
It's crazy. It's been an honor to work with Rock Rage Radio. And I got LA Talk Radio on all the flyers now, too. So double the bill.
Thank you.
We love it. We love it. All right. What do we want to play next? I'm going to play another song.
Well, you know what? Awesome. How about our newest song that we're having on that UK compilation, the one called Plastic World?
Ooh, I'm down for
Plastic
that.
World.
Plastic World. Cause,
you know, it's actually a song, guys, about LA.
Imagine that.
If you're able to pick up the lyrics, it's actually about Los Angeles. So
the fakeness.
Yeah, the fucking plasticky bitches. Yeah, just like snotty little cunts in a plastic world. I love it.
Here's appropriate for LA band.
Here is Sticky Doll with Plastic World on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was the best.
Nice.
Plastic World.
So did we describe LA people pretty much?
Yes, you fucking did. It's funny, though. It's funny, though, because my husband's actually from Los Angeles.
But yeah.
But he's like South Central, like, you know. Yeah.
My mom's from South Central. Yeah. I'm from East LA.
That's what I'm saying. It's a different world. They're like real there. That's like realism. That's not fakos in those areas. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But
yeah.
I know what you mean by the fake people, though. There's too many of them here, but they exist everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm telling you this right now. They exist all over. Trust and believe. I've lived all over the country.
But you know what? We don't mention LA in the song at all. So
no,
yeah, you're right. It covers people everywhere that are like that are fake. You know what I mean?
Because anybody, it could be anywhere. But LA just has a vast, abounding amount of fakeness.
It's in the air.
Yeah, it's in the air.
See, it's in the air. Yeah.
I'm from Maine. I'm from New England. I'm from Maine. We're as real as you're gonna get. We tell you the real. We tell you the real. If you don't, we don't give a shit if you like it or not. If you want, you want me to blow smoke up your ass, you got the wrong fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you what the hell is up.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't like fake people. It drives me nuts. That's why everybody loves being on my show, because I'm the least fake fucker on the planet.
That's right.
I tell the real, and we talk about real shit, and, you know, we play good music, and that's what we want to do.
Love good music.
So speaking of that, what do we want to play next?
You know what? When we get a chance, when we play live, to do our entire set, you know, like 45 to an hour, We have some select cover songs that we play. How about if we play Killboy Powerhead?
Okay.
That's by a band from the late 80s, early 90s, punk band called The Digits.
I've heard of that.
I wound up becoming friends with the bass player over the last few years. Unfortunately, he passed away from addiction, as a lot of us in this industry do.
That's sad.
But as a tribute, you know, we play this song, and it's a song that people love. And actually, Offspring covered it back in the early 90s. They heard it at almost the time it came out.
Right.
And they loved it so much, they paid him a fuckload of money for it.
Wow.
And did it. And we didn't know that when we decided to cover it and record it. But from what we've been told, we do a better version.
Okay.
Than Offspring. But no disrespect to Offspring.
Yeah, we do love our Offspring.
That's right.
All right, so we're going to do Killboy Powerhead by Sticky Doll on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. I remember this song. I remember the Digits version, and I remember the Offspring version. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very cool.
I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, yes, I know this song.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, guys, can I point out to anybody that's listening that, you know, has ever really heard us, or especially hasn't seen us live, everything that you're hearing is all my bass.
Nice.
There's no guitar in the band. It's the bass, us folks, and a drummer.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I'm driving the whole thing with my bass guitar.
Wow, that is really killer.
So it's just three members in your group?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I love that. I love that kind of stuff, though. Rush, mm-hmm. Tool, not Tool, Primus.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Primus and Rush, they're all like three-member bands.
How about, what's the name of that group? Isn't it the White Primus. Stripes or something, maybe?
Yeah, something one? Like that. That's what Jack White, he's crazy. Jack White.
Yeah.
I would love to see that guy in person.
We were looking for a guitar player, and I said, we were looking for so long, and, you know, we just couldn't find someone that could commit, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. What do the White Stripes do? Because whatever they do, that's what we have to do.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And White Stripes. Once we figured it out, then that's when we started, like, going out and playing.
But I actually do the opposite of what Jack White does. He plays a guitar, and he's got the effects that give him guitar and bass.
Okay.
And I play a bass, and I got the effect that gives me the guitar.
I like that. So it's just opposite on that. Okay, that's cool. I like
so,
that.
So where did the name Sticky Dog come from?
I'll let Senna answer this one.
Well, you know, I was singing before I met El Sancho, and I wanted to start a band called the Blow Up Dolls.
Nice.
Ooh.
Like the name Dolls in a band name. I just think it's cool.
Yeah.
Especially if the band has guys and girls. I just love that. Anyway, but so then I was seeing someone else that had this sticker on his refrigerator. It was an MTV sticker, and it said, I feel sticky, that's MTV, or something like that. And I thought, well, now I want the name Sticky, because you can remember it.
Yeah.
You're not really sure what it means. Sounds kind of nasty. So we Googled Blog Dog, someone had the name. We Googled Sticky, someone had the name. So we decided to blend them and go with Sticky Doll. And then I thought, well, you know, every time my ex-boyfriend, he's a musician too, hears the band name and he looks at that sticker on his refrigerator, hopefully he'll think of Sticky Doll.
That's funny. Nice.
Somewhere like that. Like
a fuck you to him.
Right. Well, yeah.
Kind of was.
I like it.
I mean, people seem to like it. They think it has all kinds of nasty meanings, and they remember it. So I'm good with that.
That's right.
I think that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm all right
with that.
Yeah, that'll keep people interested. You know, everything, the whole part of being a band, it has to come together, and then you got to have a catchy name.
Yeah.
And you definitely have a catchy name.
So I want to play one more song before we have to wrap it up. But when I do Jenny's Real Rock, all the songs will be played, like everything.
Cool.
So, so that way I can fit them all in on that episode. That's a little different.
Right on. That's very
little
cool.
Different. Yeah. Little different setup I have with that one. What do you want to play next?
Let's do our title track, which is called "Red Won't Come Out." It's actually the first song we ever wrote.
Okay.
And it's kind of weird and quirky. We kind of recorded it. It's got a very thin, kind of weird sound.
Okay.
But listen to the lyrics. It's fun. It's cool. Enjoy, you know.
Awesome. All right. We're looking very forward to listening to this, and so are our listeners. This is Sticky Doll with "The Red Won't Come Out." Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio.
He said he wouldn't slam it. I told him not to slam it. Standing there, cutting up chicken in his tight, tight jeans and Converse tennies. He looked so cute. I told him I hate it.
That sounds like a neurotic housewife who can't, the spot won't come out. Damn spot, it won't come out. You know, I can just picture some crazy shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Like Iago, was it Iago? Iago from fucking, was it Hamlet or some shit like that? I'm trying to remember. But he says, damn spot.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy shit. Oh, my God. That was awesome. Like, you know, so the spot wouldn't come out, so you had to kill him. You know, and it's going to make a bigger, it's going to make it even more red. So then you're really not going to get it out then. I'm just saying.
That's right.
sounds like my Aunt Jackie. Yeah. What up, Aunt Jackie? Neurotic bitch. What up? I hope a family member's watching right now. Tell her.
Right.
All those times you made me lift my feet while I was eating breakfast and you had to vacuum under my feet at the dinner table.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
that's exactly
crazy shit. You know what I mean? Crazy shit.
The song is, that's exactly how it was kind of written.
Dude, it's so awesome.
It got on my nerves and there was
That's awesome.
Exactly.
That's fucking awesome. But so it just reminded me, like, when I was listening to it, it immediately reminded me of my Aunt Jackie. Oh, fucking funny as shit.
Oh, that's so cool.
Well, don't kill your Aunt Jackie.
No. She's fine. She's lived this long being a neurotic bitch. She can keep on trucking.
Well, you know what I mean? Survivors, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a survivor, as are all six of her fucking children. And the husband. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for calling in today. Thank you, El Sancho and Sinna. For calling into the show today, to Jenny's World Talk on the Block. It was a pleasure having you guys as guests today. Thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you guys so much.
Next time you're on the show, we gotta like have you in here so we can take pictures. And stuff. Thank you guys so much for calling in. Hell yeah!
Well, I got to bring you the snotty little cunt shirt, Jenny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, or I'll send you my mailing address.
I'll bring your hubby goddamn bastard shirt.
Hell yeah.
We love goddamn bastards.
Because I'm a goddamn bastard. Cunts, you know?
I was just guessing, my friend.
Sticky little cunts. You know what I mean? Snotty. Oh, sorry. Snotty little cunts and sticky people in the plastic world.
Plastic. You know?
But I'm going to feature you guys on Jenny's World Rock this week on Rock Rage Radio as well. So I will send you links to everything and a copy of the episodes. We'll be talking to you
That's
soon.
So cool.
Thank you guys for calling in.
Yay!
And we will talk to you very soon.
El Sancho and Sinna.
Yes, El Sancho and Sinna from Sticky Doll.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good one.
That was awesome. That was a great interview, as always. I always have so much fucking fun.
Some
and the songs
nice
were great.
People.
But this week, we will feature them also on Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. So check them out. So check out the broadcast at 5 p.m. on Rock Radio, rockrageradio.com. But also, I want to talk about, go to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. You can find us, our live archived episodes, such as today's and the other ones. You go to latalkradio.com and go to the Channel 1. Go to shows, Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, and you can find us under there. You can find our show page, bio, all our stuff, as well. I got to update our bio, by the way. And also, we have...
The way.
Yes, also our archived episodes. You can hear all of our episodes going back to last March 2017.
All right.
And you can also go to iHeartRadio, and you'll find us on there, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Hopefully soon we'll be on Spotify, which I'm working on. But you can also find us on iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all Amazon Alexa devices. We are syndicated on all of those, and you will also find us this Friday night at the Whiskey A Go Go. We will be there to see our buddies from Slant. What up, Slant?
Yeah.
Just featured you guys on Rock Rage Radio recently on Jenny's Real Rock. So go check out that episode. I'll send you some links and some stuff for that. And then also, so that's going to be CLC. So Slant, Scum Love. Go check out Scum Love, one of our buddies, as well as Orgy. Our buddies from Orgy will be there. And also go down there because you might meet Francesca Destruct from Fate Destroyed. Our buddy Nathan Young, also Youngblood. So Nathan Youngblood from Youngblood Productions is also part of Fate Destroyed. We featured them on last week's episode. So go check it out. So they'll all be there on Friday night.
Right.
And we'll see you there for the show at the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Come say hi.
Come say hi to us, Jenny and JJ from Jenny's Real Talk in the Block. We'll be doing media coverage for the event. So come on down with the Whiskey A Go-Go on Friday night. We'll be there around 8 o'clock, and we'll be doing interviews and with bands and different people, and we'll also be taking some pictures and video. So come on down and hang out with us. Now, on Saturday, we'll be at the Beachbound Book Bash, which is being put on by Black Chateau or Black Chateau Enterprises, but you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and wherever else as Black Chateau. Go check it out. That's Desiree Duffy. She can help you with all your, if you're an author and you need to get, you know, PR promoted, media, you know, placement, whatever, you can, you know, hit her up, Black Chateau. That's Desiree Duffy. And that's the Beachbound Book Bash. That's on from 4 to 6 p.m. And that is, hold on, let me check it out. I will find out exactly. But we'll be also at the Redwood Bar in downtown Los Angeles to see Zavang. Go check him out. That's D-A space V-A-N-G. Zavang. It's a Vietnamese heavy metal band. Go check them out Saturday, this Saturday night at the Redwood Bar in downtown Los Angeles. For Black Chateau. Really quick, the third annual Beachbound Book Bash. It will be held at the T-POP, T-E-A-P-O-P, T-POP. That's 5050 Vineland Avenue. So 5050 Vineland Avenue in North Hollywood, California, 91601. Go check it out. Again, that's the Beachbound Book Bash from 4 to 6 p.m., that's in North Hollywood, so check that out. And then we'll also be, like I said, the Redwood Bar in downtown Los Angeles to cover Zavang, our buddies. And I believe it is their show, I guess, or something. So
they're the headliners?
I believe they're the headliners.
All right.
So come check it out. We'll be there. So that's going on this weekend. And then next Tuesday, we will be at the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. I will be running the show, bitches. It's the Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. Jenny will be running the show. Jenny and JJ will be there as, we're also judges. And try to get somebody to run the door. Come on, Warrior Dave, motherfucker. Find out about your work schedule. I'm just kidding. Anyway, we're out of here till next week.
Right.
Our guest next week. Who the fuck's our guest next week?
I don't know.
What the goddamn? What the hell? What the hell? I'm just kidding. No, we have an author next week. I'm being an ass.
Oh.
We got an author next week. I will announce it. I'm trying to remember. I'm hashing shit out with Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau. We'll be back next week. We have an author on the show, though.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. And,
we'll know, you'll know.
Yeah, we'll. I'll post it all over everywhere. So go to our Facebook page, Twitter page, Instagram page. We are Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook, Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter, and Jenny's Real Talk on Instagram. Go check us out. And you can find us at Get Real Global Entertainment. GetRealGlobalEnt.com. Bye bye. Next week.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Have a good week.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.